Good morning, 7:43 a.m. on September the 9th, 2014, a Tuesday morning in the rain. Yeah, it's kind of drizzly. I went anyway. I needed to walk. I really needed to walk. And 18:25. So I'm just barely crawling, but I am out, I am moving. I needed to walk today. I hope the phone isn't being ruined, but I've pretty much resigned myself to replacing it here. Perhaps today. The audio jack on it is pretty jacked up, and not in a good way. So I'm not even able to put the phone in my pocket to protect it from the rain. I just sort of got it tucked in my sleeve, because I need to hold the jack in place. I can hear it going crunch, crunch, in order for it to work. So, yeah. Yesterday I did actually record, but I didn't walk on my normal route. I did a trial walk to Panera yesterday morning, and decided that this is not actually viable. Perhaps later in the season, when 10, 11 o'clock is not beating down sun and 85 degrees. But what I discovered was that, well, it's not a terribly long walk. It's about a mile. The problem is not the walk over, it's the walk back. And the walk back at midday would be brutal. At least until the season gets a little bit further around in its cycle. So that's not going to happen. I think what's going to happen is library. I think the library opens at 9, which gives me a chance to drop the kid off at school, get home, do the walk, post it, get some breakfast, and then head over to the library at 9 when they open, and stake out a corner where I can tippy-tap away on my keyboard. So we'll see how that works. So yesterday's big news was that the hospital let my wife out yesterday. So I spent most of the day driving or waiting or driving. It was a lot of driving and waiting. They called around 11:30 to say she was going to be released and asked what time I could get there, and I told them. And they suggested a half an hour later. So I arrived at my original time, and I didn't get her for over an hour, or nearly an hour. It wasn't quite an hour, maybe. And then we had a 90-minute drive home, so it was rather a long and tedious process. But she's home, and we'll see what today brings. As long as the rain keeps up, I'm not going to be able to mow the yard. That was kind of too bad. I was planning on doing that today. But I've got to get some groceries. I've got some other chores I need to do. One chore I don't need to do is pick up the kid from school. She's taking the day off today. She hasn't missed a day yet this year. And she asked for mental health day, and I said, one a month, not a problem. So we'll see The trick is going to be to get her restarted tomorrow, and with the understanding that she's not going to get another day before November. Which isn't bad, because they've got several holidays between now and then, so at least one, possibly two. They've got some teacher improvement days. I don't know when they are. This year I haven't marked them on my calendar. I should do that. I need to mark a lot of stuff on my calendar. I need to get my booty shaken in terms of stuff I need to get done in order to be ready for January's guest of honor slot. Everybody wants to make a right-hand turn at this intersection today. It's unusual. But it feels good walking in the rain. It's every once in a while it'll come off and sprinkle pretty good. Mostly it's just a little drizzle. My shirt's a little damp. My shirt's a lot damp. Sidewalks are wet. Streets wet. Feels good. Crew laying concrete on a wet day. I don't know why not. The concrete is wet already, so the only thing it's likely to do is delay the setting just a bit. And I'm guessing not that much. Apparently, concrete generates heat as it cures. I think I read that somewhere. I could have dreamed it. Well, a little bit of difficulty separating reality from dream state sometimes. late blooming thistle, looking very purple. The reduced lighting gives everything extra saturation. Monk Post. And the rain makes everything saturated. Okay, so it wasn't that funny. Oh, yeah. The thistle's blossom looked very, very purple. I wonder if this is the source of all of the clicks. It could have been that this socket was damaged because I kept putting the phone in my pocket and then bending over, putting strain on it from the plug. So I've had it for a couple of years. It's had it for like 3 years. I can't really complain. I'll have to see what Galaxy Note is up to these days. See if I can get a trade-in or something. Jeez, sounds like it's on my street here. Funny morning. Just walking along, I'm just being in the moment. somebody's got a laundry going this morning. It's something I'm going to be doing in a little bit. I can smell the Febreze. Although it may be, maybe Bounce. It's some kind of dryer sheet anyway. It's stopped drizzling quite so heavily for the moment. Hand is cramped from holding this thing. This blue sky around is nothing immediately overhead, but off to the south there's fjords of blue sky amongst the clouds. Back over the mountains there's beautiful blue. Gosh, that is a pretty color. The park is beginning to look really brown now. The trees are getting to the point where the green is fading out more to yellow. There's a couple of them that have really yellow leaves that didn't just a few days ago. Or if they did, I didn't notice them because of the light. I saw a tree that had already turned red. Over across the way, this side of the park, where was it going? I don't know, can't see it. It's behind the other trees. The crabapple trees here have, there's one that has a lot of little fruit on it, but it's just mostly green and slightly golden blushed. Oh, there it is, yeah. One of the larger old trees. It's very yellow. Very yellow about the top. There's a little bit of red in it, but I suspect a little bit of wind will take care of that set of leaves pretty quickly. And 1842 on the second half. That's not too surprising. I'm just barely crawling this morning. I want my breakfast. I need a full cup of coffee. I've had about 4 sips. And I'm ready for a full cup. Perhaps a fresh cup. What I'm drinking this morning is what got left over from last night. Today I'm going to the back gate. The actual back gate. Because this is where it all began. Wow, years ago. But not miles away. It was actually right here. So anyway, I am at the back gate. Tomorrow is another day. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.